Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity. And this week, I already know, don't be mad at me, this episode is going up late because I've been in St. Lucia this past week and it was amazing. We'll talk about that. I actually brought my mic with me and was like thinking ahead. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be so perfect. I can have Larissa or Talitha or Sydney back on the pod again. Maybe I'll record with everybody. And then did that happen? No, it didn't, because we did a whole lot of talking, but not on the mic. We literally had so much girl time. It was so much fun. Chatted so much every day. Stayed up so late. Literally barely slept at all. I feel like a shell of myself right now, but in the best way possible, because it was just such a fun trip. But literally at the end of the trip, I was like, Gretchen, your mic has sat in your suitcase untouched. Like, what have you done? You did not record with them like you were supposed to. So my apologies. I was like, wow, I really dropped the ball on that one. Guess I'll just record right when I get back, which is right now. So hi. As you can tell by the title of this episode, it's just going to be my best and worst purchases of 2023. I actually wanted to do this as a YouTube video since I have in years past. And then I was like, oh my gosh, suddenly it's the end of January. I never did in December like I normally did. I literally forgot about it this December, to be honest, during Vlogmas, how I normally do. In the beginning of January, I was like, I need to do a sit-down video. But guess what? I've been all over the place, all over the map, traveling or running around willy-nilly, that I'm like, I literally don't have a moment to do a sit-down video. And like, okay, here in New Jersey, for example, at the hotel, I do have a moment, but the lighting situation is not good and like not a good background and stuff. So I was like, you know what I'm gonna do is just make it a podcast episode. And yeah, so sorry about that if you wanted to watch a video. But actually this works out well that it's a podcast too, because I feel like in years past I've been like, my best purchases are these like physical things, right? Like boots or a hairdryer, and I can like show them on a video. But a lot of these things are like, I guess I can just tell you right here now, the first best purchase of this past year, which I'm sure you could guess, Max and I bought our first house this year. So duh, that had to be on the list. And I can't really, I mean, I guess I could have shown like some footage of it on a video, but you know what I mean? A lot of these things are like things, not physical things, if that makes sense. I'll get into that. But yeah, so it's gonna be a podcast and it's gonna be great. And I literally just went through my Amex like transaction history throughout this whole past year to reflect and be like, okay, this was good, this was bad. It's always crazy looking back at like credit cards and stuff like that. You're always like, it like never quite makes sense. You're like, how is it that much? Or like, how does it add up so quick? You know, like little things here and there, like $5, $50, $100, whatever. But then over time, you're like, oh my gosh, so much money. So it's kind of like scary looking back, or you know how it like categorizes, like you spent this much on restaurants and stuff. I'm like, oh, I don't want to know that. See, but then it's hard, because for me, I'm like, well, like eating out restaurants, for example, you could say that was my best purchase, but also my worst, because it's like so much money that's like not necessary. Brody, did you really have to eat and drink right now? You guys, it's just like when I, it's so loud. It's just like when I record my YouTube videos, he always has to start crunching away and slurping. Brody, of course, he was just sleeping for like 30 minutes next to me. And now he's like, you know what I'm going to do? Have a snack while she's recording. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah, sometimes it's hard to know. Is it the best? Is it the worst? Because things can be the best and the worst at the same time. Like eating out, so much fun. I like would not, you know, take back those experiences and just eat at home, because it's always like so much like social time with like Max and friends and family and stuff. But then you're also like, oh, it adds up, you know. Anyway, so let's talk about St. Lucia, since I literally got back yesterday. Okay, It was amazing. If you guys didn't know, I went with my management team and 5 other creators that are with my management team, and also Sol de Janeiro. So that was like a dream trip. It was so much fun to have Sol de Janeiro sponsor that trip, since I've loved them since day one. It was actually very cool as well. They had 3 of their employees, and we just got to learn more about the brand, and even me, who I feel like I kept telling them, like, I have some vintage Sol de Janeiro. Like, I'm a day one OG fan here. Like, I remember old products that you guys don't have anymore. I have had it for years. And they were like, yeah, we started in 2015, which I couldn't believe. We kept messing up, being like, oh, yeah, like, 8 years. We're like, wait, no, it's 2024. Like, that's almost, that's 9 years ago. 2015, how is that 9 years ago? Like, what the heck? Anyway, so yeah, it was just very like full circle moment, since I've been a fan forever. I've loved their products for so long, and then being able to start working with them this past year and going on trips with them, it literally is like a dream come true. So yeah, and also just St. Lucian itself was like amazing and perfect, and even better than I could have expected. If you guys have ever been, it's just so special of a spot. I don't know how to explain. Like, I have been very lucky to have traveled a bunch, like in the Caribbean. I've been to like Aruba, Curacao, Bahamas, Puerto Rico, Dominican. I've been to like Hawaii and you know, Cancun, Puerto Vallarta. Like, I'm just trying to think of all the like beach type of places I've been to, like Mexico, Caribbean, obviously Hawaii, whatever, beaches in Florida. But I will say, I know St. Lucia, like all those like string of islands, St. Bart, St. Martin, I'm gonna mess up the other ones. There's like probably 10 on all those little islands. I feel like they can all be so different, because St. Lucia just felt so different. It was just, I don't know. And I also think it was in my head. I was extra excited because the place where we were staying looked perfect and amazing, and it was perfect and amazing. And also, since my parents went on their honeymoon there, I had such a special feeling the whole time I was there, and felt like extra excited because of that. And my mom had told me so many memories of them from their honeymoon, and it just felt like I was supposed to be there. Like, it felt right. I really felt my dad's presence, which I'll get into that. But yeah, so that's just part of the reason. It was just, I just keep thinking, like, it was amazing. Like, it's just so beautiful. The nature is so beautiful. Where we stayed, okay, stayed at the Viceroy Hotel at Sugar Beach. Or is it just called Sugar Beach Viceroy Hotel? If you look up like Sugar Beach Viceroy Hotel St. Lucia, that's it. Yeah, it was like really incredible. Like a once in a lifetime type of vacation, I just kept thinking, because holy moly. And also I kept thinking, like, we had one of their beachfront residences, and literally, you guys, I can't make this up, our like butler that comes when you have a place like that, he was showing, I didn't even see, but I think he was showing other girls pictures he's taken with like Zendaya, Tom Holland, maybe like Tom Cruise. I don't know, like legit celebrities that have stayed there, because it is that beautiful of a place. And also their like beachfront residences, I think they have 3, are really like big and extravagant and insanely ungodly expensive. So like, I would never ever be able to stay there again. That's why I kept saying when I was leaving, I was like, gosh, I don't want to go. I want to like soak up every moment of this, because I know I will like legit never be back. Like, I will never be able to afford to stay here. And also, like, there were so many of us with our management team, other creators, Sol de Janeiro, that, you know, it makes sense to have that big of a place. But I'm like, me and Max, we're on vacation, we never be able to stay here, right? I mean, they have smaller like kind of like bungalow type things that you can stay there as well, with just one other person, like 1-bedroom one. So maybe I would try to do that one day. But it is like so pricey, but now I know why, because it's just so beautiful. Like, their restaurants, all the food was so good. There's like a brand new gym, the beaches are insane, like the water's so clear for snorkeling, and the palm trees, the weather. Also, there were so many rainbows there, and they were saying they get rainbows like almost every day, I feel like, because I asked them, like, do you get these every day? Like, these are incredible and so bright and colorful. And yeah, it's like another reason I just felt my dad's presence with me, because I just feel like when you have lost someone close to you, I feel like rainbows, ladybugs, stuff like that feel like signs from them. I feel like I'm talking all over the place now, but I want to be concise and clear with like the how it all came about and the order of everything. So yes, St. Lucia, amazing. This hotel, unreal. I was getting DMs from some of you that recognized, they're like, wait, is this the Viceroy Sugar Beach one? Like, I've always wanted to stay here. What do you think? I've always wanted to go to St. Lucia. Go, because it's amazing. I want to go back and do more. Like, we did a lot at our, like, at Sugar Beach and didn't leave, but I would want to go and do more, like, hikes, like the pitons. There's, like, the big one and the little one, and I think Sugar Beach is kind of, like, in between. So literally everywhere you look, like, you see these insane mountains. Oh, it was just so beautiful, and the weather was so good. And we did do the sulfur baths, because there it's like, oh, sulfur springs, I think, and then down below them are the mud baths, and that was really cool. I think that's something that, like, everyone does when you go there. There was, like, a lot of people there when we went, and that was very cool. And it's supposed to be, like, you know, detoxifying, kind of like a full body scrub. And they're, I want to say they're natural mud baths that are heated by the hot water that come from the sulfur springs. Like, we walked through a stream in there, and you guys, I literally was like, ow, it's burning me. Like, it's boiling hot. Like, nature is crazy. We were all like, we literally cannot believe that this is just naturally how hot it is. Or, like, the sulfur air, it smells like so rotten eggs, by the way. But it's like, he was saying telling us the degrees of, like, the steam and stuff, and I'm like, I cannot believe that that's just, like, Mother Earth. Like, anyway, so that was very cool, like, a nature moment. And yeah, I could talk about it all day long. We just had the best quality time with the girls. So it was me, Sydney Adams, you guys know my besties, and Larissa. I was in Hawaii with Sydney, Larissa, and Talitha, and then they were here in St. Lucia as well. So Larissa, if you guys know her on social media, I want to say her Instagram is just her name, Larissa Cambusano. And then I want to say her TikTok is Larry Reads, because she, oh, I really wanted to do a podcast with her. Okay, next time I see her, podcast with her, because I think her content is fascinating, because it's obviously so different than mine. I love people's content that is, like, a whole new niche, because I'm like, tell me about it. I'm so interested. And she obviously is, or not, maybe not obviously, but if you didn't know, maybe obviously if you can tell by her TikTok name, Larry Reads. She loves to read, and her niche is reading. You guys, she reads, like, over 200 books a year, and I'm like, how do you? She will sit down in a day, read for 8 hours, read an entire book, and I'm just so impressed. She just loves to read, and I've been so lucky to get to know her, because she's also an angel. We vibe so well. She was like, when we met each other, we were like, we like you. We think we're going to be besties. Like, we just get along so well. I feel like our personalities, we're always roommates. We're like, we're roomies until forever. We, like, the second we met each other, we get in our room. We, like, are, like, running around, talking a mile a minute, taking off our clothes, getting ready, changing in front of each other. I'm like, oh, we go way back. So she's just, you know, a girl's girl, one of my girls. Love her. Love you so much, Larissa. Can't wait to have you on the pod. And Talitha, also, like I said, is in Hawaii, and her and Sydney room together again. And it's so funny how I feel like Larissa and I's vibe is so similar, and, like, Sydney and Talitha as well, because I feel like they're more, I don't know the word, not, like, to themselves, but more, like, laid back, I guess you will, or can just, like, be in silence. So they work really well together as roommates, and Larissa and I are like, da 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 da, like, our room looks like a tornado went off. So that works out really good. And then we also had Sam and Peyton this trip, who I met for the first time. And wait, I didn't tell you enough about Talitha. Okay, back up. I'm like, you know her, but if you didn't know, and why? Then she was here in St. Lucia as well, and her content is, like, a lot of fashion. I also love following her. She has the best outfits, you guys. Every single day, I'm like, where'd you get that? She had the most perfect outfits for St. Lucia, for Hawaii, like, the most beautiful, like, colorful cover-ups and skirts and sets, and, oh, this pink. She looks so good in pink. In Hawaii, she had this pink dress. I'm like, pink is your color. Then she had this, like, same, like, hot pink kind of satin two-piece set, like, pants and bra top. I'm like, send me the link immediately. Like, I'm so influenced by others. She just looks so good. Also, she's the most photogenic person I know. Go look at her Instagram right now, okay, if you don't follow her. Talitha, well, her name's Talitha Jones, but then I want to say on Instagram her name is Talitha Jane. if you guys don't follow her already, she literally has a billion followers on TikTok. I'm like, can you teach me how to do TikTok like you? Her TikToks are so good, like her editing and everything. But anyway, go follow her, look at her outfits, and look, I was saying how photogenic she is. You guys, every time I take a picture of her, I'm like, how come when we switch places and then you take the picture of me, I don't look like you? She literally is glowing, like the most perfect skin, her smile. Oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. I miss her. She's also such an angel to have around. Like her, and honestly, Larissa too, even though Larissa and I are a little more like chatty and outgoing, I just feel like both of them are very like grounded type of people, like the best people to be around. Like I tell both of them, I just feel like calm and safe in their presence. Like we immediately all just got along so well because I'm like, you guys are the best. Like, oh, I just love meeting other creators that are girls and like really, I was saying to them at the end, I'm like, this has been such a special trip for me and getting to know everyone, because what are the words I'm looking for? Everyone is just like cheering each other on and rooting for each other. And it's okay, this is what I'm trying to say. It's like the opposite of competitive vibes. Like everyone wants the best for each other. And everyone's like, slay queen, you look so amazing. Oh my gosh, let me take your picture. You look beautiful. Like there's room for everyone. Everyone is just so like collaborative. Oh, and all our personalities just get along so well. It was also crazy because the Sol de Janeiro employees were like, wait, we thought you guys have known each other for like years. And we're like, no, some of us have known each other for like a couple months. Some of us met like yesterday. And oh, I just love my girl time. It literally means so much to me. It just fuels my soul. I'm such a girl's girl. So yes, that was amazing. Okay, I was saying Sam and Peyton I met for the first time this trip. Love them, so sweet. Sam, I want to say on Instagram, is Samage. She's also a OG YouTuber like me, has been doing YouTube. I can't believe she's like literally been doing it longer than me, but we both started when we were 15, which is crazy. I'm like, wait, you get it, because I feel like no one else has been doing YouTube as long as me, except for like, I feel like usually the girls that I'm like, oh, you get it, or it's like Brooke and Danielle have been doing it a while as well. When I met her, I was like, wait, you know, you get it. You know the OG YouTube stuff. So love her. She's so sweet. So sweet getting to know her. I like how I'm just giving you a recap of everyone, like a little. What I think when I think of her now is one of the nights. This is my favorite thing, you guys. Like obviously being there, all the fun adventure, tropical things we got to do there. But I'm just such a also a quality time love language girl that like we would stay up really late, all us girls chatting, hanging out, whatever, making TikTok dances. I made everyone learn a TikTok dance together, and it was so much fun. And now when I think of Sam, I'm going to think of her wedding video, because we watched her wedding video from years ago. I was sobbing. You guys, that was a puddle. Their vows. I was like, I am not okay. Them dancing. Like she looked so beautiful. Her dress. Shout out all the girls from the trip, because love you so much. Oh, Sam. I'm going to think about that wedding video and start crying. It's like so sweet. So yes. Also, Larissa and I were saying, we're like, when we meet someone, we're so overwhelming. We're like, hi, where are you from? What's your name? Oh my gosh, you have brothers? Where do they live? You live near them? Okay, you're close with your family? Okay, you have dogs? What are their names? How old are they? What do they look like? Show me a picture. You have kids? Okay, how old are they? Show me. Like, literally, whenever I meet someone, I'm like, wait, fill me in. Tell me everything. Like, I want to know. I'm just so curious. So, yes. And then Peyton, lastly, I want to say on Instagram, I'm Peyton Charles. Her name's Peyton Charles. Such a sweetie pie angel, so beautiful, the best outfits, you guys, when I'm telling you, we meet her in the airport, she walks up, I'm like, okay, we are all in sweats and no makeup, I'm like, you look ready to go, you're in like, she was in the most beautiful like white romper with like white sandals, like the most chic airport outfit, I'm like, okay, I want to be you, and around her, I really feel calm. Like, oh, I just love people that have like a grounding presence. I'm saying that about everyone, but she especially, she's from Louisiana, so she has the sweetest southern accent, and she talks really like slow and sweet, and I'm like, I just love you. Now she lives in Texas, but oh, we just all got to know each other so much, like the ones I hadn't met before, so quickly, and it was fun because one of the TikToks we decided to do one night was all like pretending to be each other, and it was so fun because it almost like prove to everyone else how well we knew them. Even the girls we met like a day ago, they're like, wait, you like really know us, or you really listen and pay attention. I just felt like we're all like learning so much about each other, chatting, like being observant. Yeah, okay, I could talk about all that so long. I'm giving you a whole thing. So yes, St. Lucia, amazing. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about BetterHelp. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp, and I've talked about how therapy has helped me tremendously over the past couple of years, so now could be a good time to look into BetterHelp if you've considered therapy, especially because I find in the new year that we become so focused on how we can change ourselves with extreme resolutions, but I feel like therapy helps to find your strengths and expand on what you're already doing right, so we can ditch those extreme resolutions. I also always feel so empowered seeking therapy, like I'm just doing the best job of taking care of myself. And side note, that reminds me, I was talking about this recently in a vlog, how I was saying at my appointment, my therapist was like, okay, wow, I can tell already that you feel a lot better now than when you scheduled your appointment. And she was saying how that's actually a common thing, because even just taking that first step of talking with someone can help so much mentally. Like, again, you're trying the best you can if you feel anxious, overwhelmed, whatever it is for you. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's so convenient and flexible. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. You can also switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, which is so nice to just make sure that it's a good fit. So celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/Gretchen today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Gretchen. And now let's get back into the episode. Oh, like I said too, I wanted to say a little bit more about feeling my dad's presence. So many rainbows, which, okay, maybe that's just like the weather there, and like it's different, like rainy and sunny a lot. Like it seems like they have a lot of sun showers because it's so tropical, and I think because of that, like they get a lot of rainbows because it's like when it's raining and sunny, you know. So yeah, but literally, you guys, the most I felt him was like day one. We're pulling in on boat. It felt like a movie. We're like, look at this beautiful beach we're pulling up to. And two rainbows, like a double rainbow, and the sun shining down. We're like, I just kept thinking in that moment, I need to like take all the mental photos right now and physical photos, because it just felt like, I just felt such a special like presence in that moment. I'm like, is my dad like here with us right now? And I really felt like he was, because this might be so dumb, but as I'm getting off the boat, like, and I don't know why too, because I was so aware, like it felt so weird, like I'm getting off the boat and they had a guy on the boat and a guy on the dock like helping us, because it's obviously like slippery, the side of the boat's wet, whatever, getting off the side of the boat on the dock, and I'm holding my tote bag and they're like passing up our suitcases, and I think I had his arm and I literally was looking, paying attention. I'm like, okay, that's gonna be slippery, but I stepped on it and I still slipped anyway, and like immediately fell so hard, slammed my shins into the dock, bleeding, like such a mess. But I literally started falling into the water, like I just, because there was like a big enough gap in between, you know, and I like start falling, and the guy in the boat and the guy in the dock literally grab my arms and like yank me up, like save the day. I'm like, my tote bag had my phone, computer, camera, everything, like that would have been so bad. But I don't know why, I just felt like my dad's presence in that moment, like he was watching over me, like making sure I was gonna be okay, like, and obviously it was like those guys that saved the day, I don't know, but maybe he just made it so all the stars aligned, so they were right there helping me, I don't know, I just felt like he was watching over me, he was literally above in the sky with the rainbows, like it just felt, you know. And there were so many other things, like that night at dinner, Norah Jones came on, I'm like, it's okay, Gretchen, don't cry, like, we just always feel like it's him with us whenever Norah Jones comes on, like certain songs, stuff like that. So yeah, I feel like there's more signs throughout the trip, and I remember posting on my Instagram story talking about that, and I was like, okay, I'm sounding a little like I'm losing my marbles now, so I'll zip it. But I actually got so many DMs from you guys being so sweet, being like, no girl, don't zip it, you're not losing your marbles, like seeing them everywhere and every day and all the signs, like it is them, and you sharing that has helped so much when you guys have lost someone and you feel like you see signs from them. And it just goes to show, like, now that's actually making me think there's probably signs all around us all day every day from people we've lost, that like their energy is still around us and they're trying to show us that they're here. And it's like you just have to look around and notice. And oh my gosh, I'm actually getting chills thinking about, like, what if my dad is sending me like 20 signs a day, but maybe I only pick up on like 2 or 3 of them, stuff like that, you know. So yeah, as you can tell, I just feel like when you lose someone, that they're always with you, they're in your heart, they're in the air, they're in the clouds, they're in the rainbows, they're in the ladybugs, they're in the bird that hangs out by you a little bit too long and you're like, dad, grandma, grandpa, is that you, you know, like, why wouldn't it be? I believe all of it, because why not? I just think it's a more joyful way to go about life and makes me feel that like happy, nostalgic kind of feeling instead of just being so sad about them not physically being here, you know? You guys know I always say something I'm happy about in my episode and like a happy quote or happy idea. Clearly, you can tell I'm happy. I was in St. Lucia this past week. Such a special trip. How many times can I say that in this episode? But yeah, I also felt like an homage to my mom and dad since they had their honeymoon there almost 30 years ago, and being able to share with my mom all that we did and memories and send her so many pictures and her telling me so much about when they went, like, it just made it all the more special. And I don't know how we're somehow getting, so this is supposed to be my best and worst purchases, and I'm getting very like existential talking about death and signs from loved ones we've lost and stuff. But I do feel like I just wanted to talk about that more because, like I said, I got DMs from you guys being like, wait, keep talking about this. I love hearing about it. And I was just thinking for my idea of this episode, my idea of the day is, I'm thinking of a conversation I had earlier today. So I'm going to be so vague right now on purpose, okay? Because it has nothing to do with me and everything to do with a very close friend of mine. And I spoke with her today about a family member that she's actually losing right now to cancer. I'm going to start crying, and I've been crying so much about this recently. So I need to not. That's another thing about me. I was talking to Larissa about this on the trip. I'm like, for some reason, sometimes I think my very empathetic, emotional, Pisces sensitive self is a little bit too much, because if I hear something sad from someone else, like anything sad or emotional that anyone else is experiencing or going through, I immediately start crying. I'm like, Gretchen, can you not right now? When someone else is going through a hard time, they should not have to be like consoling you because you're crying for them. I'm like, gosh, I always end up making it about myself. But if I hear like bad news from someone or something like that, I mean, I start crying because I feel for them and I just feel so bad and I just like want to make it better and make it go away. But then it's like, Gretchen, stop crying. This is not appropriate for you to cry right now. Gosh. So anyway, what was I saying? Yes, I'm going to cry because one of my best friends is losing a family member to cancer, and it's been extremely hard. And basically what I'm trying to say, though, my point is that she was telling me how basically this end-of-life doula, which, side note, I didn't know existed. I didn't know that was a thing. And, I mean, thank goodness it is, right? Because if you, you know, have a sickness, a disease where, like cancer, for example, and you know you don't have that much time left, it's like, how, like, we don't learn about that in grade school. How are you supposed to be prepared for that? So, thank goodness there are people that I guess are knowledgeable about end of life and can help with family members and everything. Oh gosh, it's so heavy. I can't even think about it. I like, it makes me so sad every day to think about. My point is, what I'm trying to get to is, this end of life doula was talking to my friend and family how basically energy, I think this is like the gist, and I've heard this, so I'm gonna say this, like in my head, energy can't be created or destroyed, right? Like energy is energy and it can be like transferred and transformed, I guess, but like can be created or destroyed. So basically she was saying that after a physical being is gone, their energy is still here, which is why it was like, I was like mind blown when she was telling me this. Like, light bulb in my head went off, and she was saying this to you. Like, she's like, the signs you see from loved ones, it's because their energy, like, is still here, and their physical being, they may have passed on, but I think the energy, like the essence of them, like their spirit, their soul, is still around and probably, you know, watching over us, communicating with us. Wait, now I'm really gonna cry thinking about it, because it's like, I just know my mom, when she got in her car accident Christmas Eve, it could have been so much worse. And I just feel like the energy of my dad, the soul of my dad, truly was watching over her in that moment, and like, what a blessing. And maybe you don't believe any of this, and maybe it's all not real, and if that's the case, I'm okay with that, because if this, you know, gives me hope and makes me feel better about all of that, then that's okay with me. So yeah, I just thought that was really interesting today. Sorry, this is like such a specific, normally I say a happy quote or idea. This is not a happy quote or idea, but I do think it's happy and positive, feeling like their energy doesn't go with them. Their soul, if you will, their spirit is still here with us. And like I said, it's in your heart. It's in the ladybug on your windshield. It's in the pretty rainbow in the sky. And yeah, that's how I feel it. At least that's my take on it. And it makes it a whole lot better feeling than any other alternative. So yes, okay, that's that. Wow. Whew, let's all take a deep breath. Sorry about that. Gosh, could you tell? It's in my feels. It's feeling deep on this trip. And I also just, maybe I just think too deeply about things. I'm a Pisces, okay? I think deeply. But yeah, of course, the whole trip, I'm in my feels, thinking about my parents, thinking about what a blessing that trip was, how lucky I felt, what a cool job I have. All thanks to you guys. I was like so emotional when I first got there, being like, someone pinch me. How is this real life? This is a brand I've loved from the beginning. I was getting DMs from you guys. I can't believe you remember this. I love that you love this. Probably, I know they were in 2015. I think this was 2016. Like I said, I'm a very big fan early on that their Brazilian Kiss chapstick came out, and it was like such a big moment. And of course, Lucy and I were obsessed, and we needed to get our hands on it, and it was sold out everywhere, every Sephora. And I got a DM being like, oh, sorry, there's noise in the hallway. You can probably hear that. I think it's kids running through the hall. Yeah, I'm at a hotel, so there you have it. But we'll just ignore that. As I was saying, this chapstick, Lucy and I were like, we need to get our hands on it. I don't even know if we had any. Maybe we had one, so we're like, we need to get more. And I think I vlogged going to like every Sephora in Boston, probably to no avail. It was like sold out everywhere. And I got a DM from one of you guys being like, Gretchen, I'm so happy for you because I know you've loved this brand for so long. You've been like literally their number one fan. I remember a vlog where you and Lucy drove all over town to try to find the new chapstick. And I'm like, I just love that you guys remember that. And it just feels even more special to be able to like work professionally with a brand that I truly am such a fan of, and even more a fan now that I got to learn even more about them being there, like female founded, a company that's primarily female, a company that really just like champions each person that works there. And their whole thing is, we, you know, want you to be exactly as you are and not have to change. And it was just so interesting. Like, if you notice, all their products are very like rounded edges. They're like, that is just like so us. And I'm gonna butcher how they're saying it, but just so like feminine and flowing and free and not like harsh and harsh lines. This is coming out wrong, but you guys get the gist of what I'm saying. And I just love them. I think Sol de Janeiro is amazing. And we had like a whole Brazilian dinner one night because they're a Brazilian inspired brand, you know. And it was so cool because, like I was saying, Larissa is Brazilian, so she was all excited telling us about each dish that we were having and was like, this is what my mom always makes, we have it like this, and just teaching us everything. And you know, she's like on the phone with her mom every day speaking Portuguese. I'm like, teach me words in Portuguese. So it was just such a special trip. I keep talking about it over and over. But yeah, what was I saying? Yeah, that I've just been in my feels because all of that was just so special. I've been feeling the presence of my dad. I've been feeling really deep feelings for this close friend of mine and the struggles her and her family are going through, you know. So yeah, it's just been in my feels, as you can tell. So that's that. Travel back yesterday was insane because the first flight was like maybe a little over 4 hours to Charlotte, and then I was flying into Albany, but that second flight was delayed over 4 hours. So I cannot believe we still took off last night. Thank goodness we did, because I was like, I need to get back to Brody. And I got back home at 3:30 a.m., slept a couple hours, got up with Brody, took him on a walk, packed up the car, and drove to New Jersey. Here we are in New Jersey because Max has a home game tonight. We're going to be here for like the next week, some home games. Yes, I miss him so much. I actually can't wait to see him. I feel very like disconnected from Max. I called him on the way here and was like, I literally barely talked to him this past week because I've just been having girl time. We like would text here and there. I'm like, bye, I'm busy. So that's good though. When, you know, you're in a trip to be fully present with the people you're with. I was like, not really like FaceTiming him, calling him that much, because I'm like, I just want to be with the people here. And I just love feeling like super present with who you're with in that moment, you know, and not being on your phone or anything. So that's that. Wow. Sorry. 30 minutes of an episode. Hello. With that, little pivot, best and worst purchases. Okay, I guess this will be pretty brief quick because it's just is what it is and I can give some reasoning, but here we go. Again, this is based on literally what I purchased with my money in my Amex statements in this past year. Here we go. Let's do it. This feels like such a pivot. Okay, we're going to start with best purchases because I definitely have more best than worst. Look at me go. I've been improving because I feel like when I first started this, I was probably like 22 years old being like my best and worst purchases this year. And I was learning, you know, money was like new to me and buying like designer stuff that I had no business buying. And why was I spending all my money on that? And I wasn't wearing the like $1,200 Gucci sweatshirt. Like, what was I thinking? Thinking back to that, but I wanted it so bad. No regrets. I learned my lesson. But yeah, I think we're trending in the right direction that I have a lot more best purchases and worst purchases. I guess I could like hunt for some more. Maybe in a YouTube video, I could show some like physical things if I look more into like what like specific clothes or shoes or makeup I bought that I like haven't really used or whatever. But this is more just like general for the whole year and everything. So here we go. Okay, best purchases. Number one, our house. Like I said, if this wasn't the number one best purchase, that would probably be bad. And it definitely was. I honestly, now that we're not there during the hockey season, think about it every day. And I love our house so much. And I just feel really grateful and blessed. And I also felt like in the process, it felt so quick that I'm always the type of person thinking like, is this right? Does this feel right? Is this totally right? Like, am I questioning it? Like, do I know? But I think sometimes like you don't know and you just have to, kind of reminds me when people are like, talk about like, when's the best time for kids? And it's like, there's never like a best time. Like, you just do it. And that's just how, and I feel like that was the house. Like, is this the perfect time? Like, is there ever a perfect time? Like, we're just going to do it and it's going to be great. And now looking back, definitely like the best decision. And just, we just feel the best vibes there. So settled, so cozy, so happy. I miss it every day and can't wait to be back for the summer. So yes, definitely the number one best purchase. Okay, number two, I was like, do I put this on best or worst? This is like the restaurants and the eating out. I'm like, could be both, but an expensive accountant. But like definitely best, you know, maybe not the best. Maybe just is what it is, right in the middle. No, this definitely is one of my best purchases for me specifically and being, you know, self-employed with my business and having their expertise. They're very proactive and probably the reason it's the most expensive is just them doing my bookkeeping. Everyone, this is so specific, you guys are like, what, we literally don't care. But yeah, paying like thousands and thousands of dollars for an accountant is expensive and like, oh, like a punch in the gut, but so worth it and really takes the stress off of you if you were self-employed, because or else I just would feel like constant stress, like, am I doing what I need to be doing? Am I doing it right? Oh my gosh, am I missing deadlines? Oh my gosh, am I missing estimated payments? Oh my gosh, am I gonna mess up my taxes? You know, it's like you need it. So yes, that was definitely another best purchase. Maybe worst as well, because it's so expensive. No, but definitely one of my best purchases in 2023 and just feeling like I have my stuff in order. And I really had to get, you know, all that stuff in order to get a house. I'm like, oh, okay, let me just get everything organized here, figure out my finances. So yes, we're being responsible and mature in 2023, 2024, maybe 27. What in the, who let that happen? I am a baby. I am a child. How am I going to be 20? I don't even believe it. Anyway, next up, I was trying to think of like specific physical things I could tell you guys. And all I could come up with is like a couple of my favorites that I think of. And like, I was looking back at my Instagram, like, what was I wearing this past year? So I would have to say all the things I've been doing for my hair journey. You guys are like, okay, shut up. We're over it. I've talked about this so much, but I've really been focusing on the health of my hair, yada, yada, because it's been, you know, bleached for 100 years and damaged. And yeah, the bleach has just been taking a toll. So I've been taking a break on the bleach. And I think my best purchases have honestly been like Nutrafol, my Miele hair oil, my Way hair mask, all my just really high quality hair care products that I think are making a difference. So those are just like off the top of my head, but yeah, I would say those would be best purchase. Also, I looked and what I wore a lot this year, I can't remember because I have two pairs now, but what I'm trying to talk about is my UGG Taz moccasins, I believe they're called. You guys know the ones. I feel like they've been all the rage the past like 2 years, and specifically the ones this year, the Sherpa Taz moccasins. I know I got this fall, I want to say, and I love them. I wear them a ton, and I can't remember my original ones I got. No, I think I also got them at the beginning of the fall, or did I get them the previous fall? Then it would be the year before, but I think I bought both this year. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, my UGG Taz moccasins, I like the chestnut regular ones and then the like cream Sherpa color ones. I wear them every day. So those literally were the best purchases because, yeah, they're like UGG can be expensive, but now thinking about it, cost per wear is probably one penny. I wear them literally every day, both or one alternate. You know, I love them both so much. So those are the best. Next up, we have, I was trying to think, okay, best physical purchases. I literally just have vague, all my pretty fun dresses that I bought for our trip to Italy. And see, those just seem like best purchases. Some were like expensive and stuff. But those, okay, obviously I was surprised in my trip to Italy. And that was like, obviously such, like the, probably the best highlight of 2023, maybe tied with the house, was getting engaged in Italy. And so, knowing we were going to Italy, that it was like this whole trip planned out as a surprise, I'm like, like, seems like we're gonna get engaged here. We talked about like, okay, we'll probably get engaged this summer. We've been together almost 5 years, you know? So I had a good idea. You guys know I had a good idea, but I mean, I'm still totally surprised when, where, everything like that. But so being able to like prepare for that trip and get all my cute outfits and all my dresses and look back at the pictures and like those were great purchases because I was trying to think like, what did I buy that had to go with that trip? Because guys, Max planned and paid for like the entire trip, everything. Like I couldn't even be like, oh, dinners or flights. Like I literally paid for nothing. Also because Amex doesn't really work there. So I would be like, oh, I'll pay for dinners and stuff. I literally couldn't. I'm like, oh shoot, my credit card's not working. He's like, oh, funny how that works. No, but he literally paid for everything. So all I can say that my best purchase that had to go along with that was all my dresses that I got to bring. So that's that. Another one, this I thought was like such a good category to include. Definitely, I would say my best purchases of 2023 were literally all my flights, trains, ferries. Yes, because I was looking in the summer. I had so many ferries. I'm like, what was I doing all these ferries? So whenever we went to Nantucket, we would take the ferry from Cape Cod. And also, I took the ferry to the Hamptons from New London, Connecticut, like two or three times this summer. Went to East Hampton, went to Montauk, and all my flights everywhere, here, there, in between. Like, those were definitely my best purchases for 2023 because traveling and making memories, all these places, like, how fun. And it's like, that's what we should be spending our money on, right? Like experiences, that matters so much more than like the trendy outfit of the moment, if you will, you know? Okay, next up on best purchases, we've got laser hair removal. I'm like, what are all these really expensive things in here? Oh yes, laser hair removal. So expensive, you guys. Like it literally so expensive. Also, this other thing, I'm like, should this be one of the worst? But no, it's the best because I've been loving it. And I feel like now that I've been doing it for a while, I really am seeing results. Like I have not shaved my legs in weeks and they like don't grow hair. And it is so nice. Like especially when I'm somewhere like St. Lucia, not having to worry about like I would get such bad razor burn, you know, my bikini line, underarms. Like it is so life-changing. Like it is a game changer. I just feel way more comfortable, confident, you know, in a bikini, not in a bikini, and it just like makes a world of difference. So yeah. Although it's expensive, albeit, I feel like it is such a good purchase and you could always look into it. I go to Milan Laser, by the way, just because they have locations like all over the US, but you could look into places near you and be like, okay, I'm just going to start with like Brazilian, bikini line, underarms, whatever it is. So yeah. Also with that, another best purchase, literally all my beauty things. I wrote down Botox. I love my Botox. Again, it just makes me more feel more comfortable, confident. Can't put a price on that. And we could say like my hair appointments, my nails, all the things I do for me, like personal grooming things, I guess, if you will, just make me feel like the best version of me. So I don't regret any of those. Lastly, best purchase, we've got my psychiatrist. I'm just being so real. Like I was looking, I'm like, what are these charges? Oh yeah. My expensive psychiatrist, but also can't put a price on taking care of yourself and your health mentally. So yeah, that's definitely a best purchase. Okay, moving on to worst. See, I told you this would be pretty brief and concise here. I literally have three of worst purchases. Here we go. Number one, Starbucks. Okay, I gotta say this just because this is specifically the reason why. I got an espresso machine this past year and literally, shout out Puerto Rico. This is specifically to do with the coffee I had in Puerto Rico is like no other. Like literally, like everyone talks about even like coffee in St. Lucia, Hawaii, people love the coffee. So good, love it. But it's not like Puerto Rican coffee. The Puerto Rican coffee beans, oh my gosh. I just love that coffee so much. I don't know why. It just tastes like the best coffee in the world to me. So because of that, I went in March, I want to say. It was so good that it made me buy an espresso machine so that I could grind their beans fresh at home and make my coffee at home with. So getting that and getting my whole coffee process ideal situation set up because of Puerto Rico and their coffee beans, it made me like my at-home coffee so much more than Starbucks. So I'm looking back and I'm like, all these Starbucks transactions, why was I doing that? Like, okay, if I'm on a road trip, on a long drive, like, fine. Like, today, like, I had to get a coffee on the road. It was, like, off the side of the highway, you know, as I'm driving. But other than that, like, if I have my coffee machine available to me, my espresso maker, I need to just do that because I like it so much more than Starbucks. So, yeah. Literally, Dunkin', like, any of those that I'm, like, buying out, they really, like, add up over time, and I like my coffee at home better anyway now that I bought one of those expensive things. Also, another thing that I was like, oh wait, that's what should have been on the best, my espresso maker, duh. I probably didn't even realize when I, because I got on Amazon, it probably just said like Amazon $500 transaction, you know. But yeah, my espresso machine, because I'm like, oh, am I gonna use this? It's so expensive. But also, like, cost per use, I'm gonna use that a million times. It's gonna be like cheaper than Starbucks because I love it so much. It makes the yummiest lattes ever. So yeah, I would say like Starbucks, Dunkin', all that. I'm going to just really try to go to minimally this year and make my coffee at home when I can because I like it better. Okay, next up on my worst purchases would have to be like spontaneous clothing is how I think of it in my head. Like spontaneous things that I'm buying that aren't thought out, that are hard to style or wear, because I feel like I do that, especially if I'm like with a bunch of friends and we're at a Ritzy or something. I'm like, oh, this is cute, and I am not really like focused on like, okay, I'm gonna try it on, can I style it with things I have, wear it, whatever. I'm trying to be better with that because there definitely is things that I buy and then they like sit there with the tags on it and I'm like, wait, I like loved this in the store, but I didn't really like think about it or think about if I know how to wear it or have stuff to wear it with, or am I gonna be comfortable, am I gonna be confident, like does it go with my vibe and like what I'm going for, you know, because I'll see like a really teeny crop top that I think is so beautiful and so cute, but then like, am I even gonna feel comfortable wearing it? Probably not, so then I'm not even gonna wear it, you know. Like, I gotta just be a little more honest with myself and go more for like the minimal capsule high quality wardrobe instead of just like trendy things that I just, you know, have like the quick hit of dopamine being like, oh, something new and exciting and fun, I'm gonna buy it. But it's like, okay, maybe we should sleep on it, right? Isn't there rules for that? Like, okay, think about something like for like 48 hours, and then if you want it that much, is the same amount like 2 days later, then you can get it. But if you don't, something like that, I need to do that. So yes. And then lastly, we have for worst purchases for 2023. Okay, I feel like I've said this in years past. Literally, I need to get a hold of this. Subscriptions, okay? Like Disney Plus, I literally just canceled at the end of 2023. I'm like, why did it take me all year? But then, of course, you know what happened? Didn't use it all year, you guys. Maybe, like, Max was using it. I don't know how I got signed up for it years ago. I'm like, this is, like, adding up. But I cancel it, and it's like, okay, you can use it through, you know, probably January 10th or whenever your billing cycle ends. And suddenly, in the beginning of January, I'm like, oh, wait, this movie we wanted to watch, like, Home Alone or whatever, it was, like, on Disney Plus, and I was using it, and I was like, of course, the first time I'm using it, like, my subscription's about to end. But anyway, I don't need that. I never use it. Also, I was looking Spotify, you guys. It's obviously what, I think it was $9.99 a month. Now it looked like when I was just looking at my ex, it was like $10.99 a month. And that's like not that much, but obviously adds up. And like, I feel like I barely use it. I do use it at the gym. I think it's the only time I use it though. And like, even in the car, I do my Sirius radio. I feel like I've talked about it in years past. You guys are like, you are the last person on the earth to pay for Sirius radio, but I just love it. And so why am I paying for that and Spotify? I don't know. Maybe I should not be for Spotify anymore. But then when I do use it, like at the gym, am I going to have ads? Like that's going to be annoying. So I don't know. I got to think about that. Lastly, my last complaint to complain about, ESPN Plus, I am done with you. I pay for ESPN yearly because whenever Max's hockey games are on there and they're away, I would watch them on there. But suddenly I feel like this past year, this hockey season, every single game is blacked out on ESPN Plus. And I'm like, why do I pay $100-something? I think it's a year. Oh my gosh, I hope not a month. No. It's like, I don't know, not that expensive per month. But I think it's like 100-something a year, maybe 10, 12, 15 bucks a month. I don't know. And every game is blacked out, like is not available because maybe it's on like local cable or something. But I'm like, why do I even pay for this? None of the games are even ever on there. So maybe I should cancel that. Anyway, those are me problems. Maybe I'll talk about more best and worst purchases in a coming YouTube vlog if I can think of more. Like I need to like look at my specific items that I have at home and be like, oh, I bought those boots. I never wear them, stuff like that. But yeah, these are just like looking off of my credit card bill for the past year. So oh, sorry, this ended up being long. I'm like, this is me so quick and concise, but I had so much chatting about in the beginning. You guys are like, wonder if she had a good time in St. Lucia. I'm like, so it was amazing. It was so special. It was incredible. Trip of lifetime. I just keep saying that over and over. But I mean, yeah, truly, I mean it. I'm feeling very grateful. Again, I can take this moment at the here to thank you guys for your continued support and following along for as long as you have. I love you so, so much. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye.